You know, what is needed today more so now than ever before is a word from God to tell us what to do next, to tell us what to do next. We live in a time of decisions, and we have to make decisions on eating the right thing. We make decisions on selecting the right mate. We make decisions on what words we need to use. Family, let me tell you, decisions help shape destinies. Decisions help shape destinies. And sometimes in order to make those decisions, we need to hear a word from God. Now, there are some decisions you should not make until you hear a word from God. I know somebody can say amen out there about that. There are some decisions that you should not make until you hear a word from God and a word from the Holy Spirit. A word from the Holy Spirit is that it's so powerful. It's like fire, as Jeremiah would say, shut up in your bone. You'll hear that word. It's almost what Ezekiel described as a wheel in the middle of a wheel. And once you hear that word, don't ponder over it. Once you hear that word, don't pontificate over it. Don't try to engage in a paralysis of analysis over it. Once you hear that word, the word of God speaking to your spirit, then you need to get up and move. Our text this morning is coming out of the book of John, the fifth chapter, verses 1 through 9. The fifth chapter, verses 1 through 9. And I just want to read it relatively quickly, just so that you have an understanding of it. If you don't have your Bible with you, I want to be able to put it in the right context. The Bible says in the fifth chapter of John, sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews. Now, there is in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered porches. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. I want you to think about that now. 38 years he was an invalid. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, now, notice what it says. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" He responds, "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." At once, the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. What a very, very powerful verse. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearers of his word. Our text this morning is so profound. Here we find Jesus in Jerusalem for a feast with the Jews. Now, near Jesus in Jerusalem is a pool. This pool is in Aramaic is called Bethesda. And it is a pool that during a particular season, an angel from the Lord descends in the pool and troubles the water with healing power. This pool is designed to help the blind. It's designed to help the disabled and those suffering from infirmities. As Jesus walks by this pool, he gazes up. He gazes upon an invalid or a paralyzed man whose limbs would not allow him to get in the pool. The Bible says this, that the man was paralyzed, watch this now, for 38 years. Jesus looked upon his condition, and the Bible said, realizing he had been in this condition for such a long time, asked the man, "Look, do you want to get well? Do you want to get well?" And here the man replies, "Look, I have no one to help me get out the pool. I have no one help me to get to the pool," pardon me. And when the pool is troubled or when it's stirred, he says, "Every time I try to get in it, somebody else gets there before me." Jesus then looks at this man and what does he do? He doesn't touch him. He doesn't. All he says is, "Get up, pick up, take up your mat and walk." That's all that he said. The man here has to make a decision. This invalid has to make a decision. Do I stay in the condition that I'm in for 38 years that I've been in, or do I decide to get up and move? If I were to use as a thought from which to teach this morning, my subject simply would be get up and move. Get up and move. Every decision you make should be made when your thoughts are at peace and your body is at ease. Here we find Jesus in Jerusalem. The word Jeru means city. And spiritually, it means thought. The word salam means peace. And spiritually, it means no strife or contention. So it means every decision that you and I make through thought must be made while you're in a consciousness of peace. Too often we make decisions when there are a multitude of thoughts roaming around our head, and that does nothing but cause strife and confusion. Despite all the confusion that was around Jesus in Jerusalem, despite all the sickness and calamity which had befallen around him, Jesus stayed at peace and gazed his eyes on an individual that needed to make a decision in his life in a peaceful state of consciousness. Any decision you have to make today, make sure your thoughts are at peace before you make them. Now, we used to say when I come out of Brooklyn, New York, and I come out of the Pentecost church, and out of the Pentecost church, you know, we had a saying in the church that says, there's nothing more powerful than a made up mind. Nothing more powerful than a made up mind. When your mind is made up, nothing can stop you from accomplishing your destiny. A made up mind doesn't entertain defeat. A made-up mind doesn't know what rejection is. A made-up mind doesn't visualize the penalties of failure. It only visualizes the rewards of success. When you have a made-up mind, you knock doors down. When you have a made-up mind, you can say to the mountains, be ye removed. When you have a made-up mind, you can walk across rivers and through valleys of darkness and never fear any harm. This is what a made-up mind will do. The Apostle Paul made it clear, let that mind that was in Christ Jesus be where? Right also in you. The master teacher Jesus asked of the invalid, do you want to get well? In other words, have you made up your mind yet? Are you tired of being in this condition? I want to ask you today, are you tired of being on welfare? Are you tired of being on Section 8? Are you tired of waiting for people to do for you what you can get up and do for yourself? Do you have a made-up mind? But here is how the invalid responded. He says, sir, I would go if someone would take me there. How many of us want to do something, but we find excuses not to do it? Lord, we would say, I want to open up my business if I had a loan. I want to start my nonprofit if I had funding. I want to go back to school if I could find someone to watch my children. I want to find a job if I didn't have a felony on my record. All of these, beloved friends and family, nothing but excuses. And excuses lead to abuses. What do I mean by this? God has given each of us a talent, a skill, a gift, but we don't use it. And when we don't use it, we find an excuse to dismiss it. And thereby we engage in the process of abusing it by not using it. We find an excuse not to follow through with our talent and our gifted skill. As long as you abuse your gift by finding excuses in using your gift, your destiny for greatness is in jeopardy. Jesus tells the invalid, put away your excuses, get up and walk. Put away your excuses, get up and walk. Now watch this. After Jesus heard all the excuses of the invalid, he told the man this, get up and walk. In other words, stop the excuses and complaining and get up and walk. The Bible said after Jesus had learned how long the man had been in this condition, he said to the man, get up and walk. Key point here. After Jesus had learned how long he had been in this condition. In other words, God doesn't want us to be in a condition that is not in alignment with his righteousness. If you are not happy in your life, you're in a condition that is not in alignment with his righteousness. And God is saying to you right now, you can change that by accepting Christ into your life. All you need to do is hear the word of God, get up and move. I don't know who this message is intended for today. I don't know who God has listening to this broadcast today. But if you hear my voice, this word, this message is for you. It's time for you to get up and move. The length of the condition in which the man found himself was of great concern to Jesus. For 38 years, this man was in this condition. For 38 years, this man was trying to get in the pool, but people kept getting there before him. For 38 years, this man became content and acceptable about his condition. How many of us have been in a place where we knew we were not growing? How many of us remain in a stagnant position and become upset when we see others getting the promotion, or we see others getting the raise, or we see others thriving and prospering when we know it should have been us? We have often developed the attitude of this invalid man. Every time I try to get ahead, someone else beats me to it. Every time I give an idea, every time I have an idea, someone else runs away with that idea and claims it as their own, and they become successful and not me. The reality is that you have to have a made-up mind and get up and move and run into your destiny. I'm going to say that again. Not walk. Run into your destiny. Don't worry about what other folks are doing. Just get up and move. Don't worry if other folks aren't doing what you are doing. Just get up and move. You've been at this place of consciousness for a long time. It's now time, family, to get up and move. In the book of Deuteronomy, the first chapter and the sixth verse, Moses tells the children of Israel that God told him to tell them, "You have stayed long enough at this mountain." And to some of us, God is telling us, "You have been at this job long enough. You have been in this unfulfilled relationship long enough. You have sinned long enough. You have complained about your condition long enough. You have been at this level of consciousness long enough. It's time to move." Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I wouldn't have told you." The mountains represent different states of consciousness, different levels of consciousness. Some of us are at an elementary level of consciousness with Christ. Some of us are at a more advanced level. Wherever you are, God is saying it's time to rise. And the way you do that is you learn more about who Jesus is, and you learn more about who you are in relation to God. God says to Moses, "I have given this land to you." He says, "Go and take possession of it. I promised it to you and you and your forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." In other words, I have given you access to all of which heaven has set for you. Jesus said, "All that the Father has is yours." Now think about that. All that the Father has, it is yours. That means that job you've been looking for, that job that fits right just for you, that's your job. That mate that you've been looking for, all you have to do is get yourself together and that mate will appear. All that the Father has is yours. But what you got to do, you got to get up and you got to move. As I close, let me say what I find really interesting about this verse. Jesus talks to the invalid here. And if you notice, he never tells this man to go into the pool. Read it carefully now. He never says, "Go into the pool and get healed." In other words, Jesus says to this man, "Get up and move." The man, he was healed from the inside out, not the outside in. It was the word of God that connected with the man's inner spirit that made the man get up and walk. The word of God is a word of conviction. If God said it, he will do it. Just get up and move. Are you ready to accept Christ into your life today? Then get up and move. Are you ready to be transformed into your life, into your greater self? Then get up and move. If you get up and move according to the word of God, then you will have and take possession of all that the Father has promised you in Jeremiah 11. He said he knows the plans that he has for you. And those plans are to be successful and to be prosperous and to be healthy. Family, get up and move. God is calling you today to do it. Listen to his word. Stand up and move and watch you be blessed. Accept Christ into your life today, and you are a new creature moving and running into your destiny. God bless you.